What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Landing on the Plains, for all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. What's good, folks? Chandler Wooten here, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. I'm excited to be back here for episode 2, and I'm really looking forward to it. If you listen to episode 1, you heard a little bit about my story, a little bit about my journey, and also why I love Auburn so much. It really is a special place, and I got into that in episode 1. In episode 2, I kind of want to switch gears a little bit. I kind of want to talk about the current state of Auburn football. I want to talk about kind of what's been missing. I want to talk about what we can do to get this thing back on track and where I see it headed. And also give a little preview and insight on and heading into A-Day coming up this Saturday. I feel like it's really easy to point the fingers as far as like what's been going wrong the last couple of years. It's been a long 5-6 years here now in a row. And like I said, it's easy to point fingers. There's a lot of blame to go around, whether it's coaches, teams, the players, individual players. But in all honesty, I feel like it's not even really about blaming individuals. It's more so about this team, this coaching staff, us as players, former players, community, fans, from top to bottom, to really just come together and really get this thing on track in the right way. I feel like instead of really doing that and pointing the fingers, we have to really get to the root of the issue. We have to really break it down and what's really been going on, what's really been going wrong, right? And so I feel like the number one thing has been the culture. And a lot of people throw out that word culture. Like, what does culture really mean, right? And so to me, culture is everything that's happening when we're not seeing. What's going on when we're not seeing it? What's going on behind the scenes? What's going on every single day in workouts and meetings? How are the guys taking care of their bodies? How are the guys eating, right? What are the habits that they're building? Like, that's culture, and that's going to show up on Saturdays and kind of what they've been going through right now with spring practice and things like that. That's building the culture. Right. And so I think with the new staff coming in, going through winter workouts, I feel like they really attacked the winter in a strong way. Obviously, a lot of guys' bodies have changed coming out into the spring. We've got a lot of newcomers as well. And so I really feel like that weight room was at the top priority, for the team this year, coming into the season. And so I really feel like they attacked that really well in the wintertime. And so heading into the spring, I feel like they were set up for a good spring. And so I'm really excited to see these guys go out there on Saturday and kind of put on the show and show, you know, Auburn fans give them a little taste as to what they can expect. And so that's really what the spring is about. Like, really just coming together, building that camaraderie, coming together and building that cohesiveness, building that brotherhood. The coaches finding out who they can trust, right? Coaches finding out who they can depend on, players finding out who they can depend on and who can fit in what roles. And so that's why spring is so important. Obviously, you're playing yourselves at the end of the day and the score doesn't really matter, but that's what you gain out of spring. You gain that that confidence in your schemes. And that's what's really important right now, especially with a new staff coming in on the offensive side of the ball. You just really want to build that camaraderie on offense, right? Get the playbook down. We got a lot of new pieces, a lot of guys up front, you know, in different roles and expected to step up. We got a lot of new receivers, right? A new quarterback, new play caller. So, I mean, it's a lot of new things going on. It's a lot of things going on. And so I really feel like that's why the spring, this spring was so important for Auburn. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see what they go out and do on Saturday. And so number one thing, culture. Right. I'm going to keep talking about it. That's the number one thing. And we just got done seeing that with Indiana, for an example. Indiana was not the most talented team in the country, not even close. They were the best team in the country. Why? Because they were disciplined, because they played together, and because they had a belief in one another. And so I feel like if that is your foundation, like, you can make up the talent gap. And that's not to say we're not talented, because we have a lot of talented players, but there are going to be some Saturdays where we're not the most talented team on the field, and the games will still be winnable if we have our formula right, if we have our process right. And so I think that's what it's really going to come down to, building that culture. And that's has It's really been going on since January when the guys reported back in the winter. But I'm excited to see how spring practices have helped develop a lot of different players and see them go out there and put on a show come Saturday, leading into the summertime. And so, yeah, spring is really important for those reasons. And I feel like culture is the number one thing that we have been hitting, rebuilding that culture up from the ground up because it was messed up for a long time. And I think it's really important that we get that corrected first and foremost. So culture being the number one thing. Number two, our identity. And I say our identity because every single time that Auburn has been really, really good, it's been because we have a really, really good run game. It's physical, and we have a really, really good defense, and it's physical. Like, that is the formula. And I feel like the last couple of years we have kind of gotten away from what our identity should be. And I know, times have changed and the football evolves and we had a lot of great weapons and things like that, but in my personal opinion, we didn't prioritize the run game. And I think in order to win in this league, in order to win at any level of football, you got to be able to run the football. And so I think that comes first, running the football. And every single Auburn team that has been really, really successful, we think back on it, they run the football. And so I think at Auburn, that's a non-negotiable. You run the football and you play elite defense, and that'll always give you a chance to win the game. And so I think we have to really lock in on what our identity is going to be. We have to rebuild our identity. And that's one thing I really like about Alex Golish, because not only do I love everything he's been saying, but I really feel like it's going to translate on the field as well. Because when I look at his teams, I look at his offenses that he's had. I know he likes to spread it out, and I'm sitting here talking about the run game, right? But what I do love about his system is it's more so about the numbers game. Simple math, right? And so you want to open up the defense and play that numbers game. So we're going to open up the field and we're going to spread them out, right? But that doesn't mean we're not going to run the football. And so I'm really excited to see how we can really attack teams playing that numbers game. And we've got really one of the best running backs, I think, in the league in Jeremiah Cobb. And we brought in some really good guys to pair with him as well. And so I think that's going to be very, very key for us, realizing what our identity is, and really just sticking to that. And that identity will really take you a long way because, like, when you get in those heated battles and you're down 10 in the third quarter on the road, and like that's when your identity shows up. Like, it's not going to be when everything's going well, everything's going right, or everything's going in our favor. Like, our identity, our culture, our standards, our habits, all of those things will come and show up at the most adverse times and at most adverse situations. And so that's what I think has been missing the last couple of years, because you don't just see a lot of teams coming and blowing us out and just running us off the field. More times than not, it's us really shooting ourselves in the foot, just being undisciplined, turning the ball over, just not playing the game the right way. Like I said, undisciplined, lack of belief. And so all of these things I just said had nothing to do with the other team. And so I think that's what's frustrating for fans. It's what's frustrating for former players to watch. And it was frustrating for me to experience because, I mean, like I said, I've lived through it. I went through this my senior year in 2021. Like, I mean, we were 6-2, a top 15 team in the country, right? Everything was going our way. And we had just won against Ole Miss on Halloween, around Halloween time, and that was the last game we won the rest of the season. And it wasn't because we were getting blown out or we were getting blown out the water and this, that, and the third. No, we had a lead in every single game, and we lost every last one of them because we just couldn't finish, and we just didn't have our priorities straight. And you know what I'm saying? Like, the culture wasn't right. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, if that culture is not right, nothing else is going to matter. And so I feel like until we get to that point where we have that culture, identity, and it starts at the top. It starts at the top. And so that's why I'm really excited for this team to really showcase what they're about, because I'm really loving what the head coach is talking about. I'm really loving what he stands for. And I feel like that really trickles down. And then that's when you get into your players being a player-led team. They're just echoing what the coach is talking about because they really have that belief in coach. And they know that coach would do anything for them. So guess what? I'll do anything for coach. That's how it goes, right? So if there's no trust between coach and player, player to coach, not just head coach, but position coach to assistants to, the trainers to the dietitians to every single person in the building, there has to be that trust. And so I feel like once that trust is there, that culture, that identity, we have our identity. There's no limit to what we can do, right? There's no limit to what we can do because the talent's there. Like I said, we might not be the most talented team every single week we lace them up, but the talent's there and we can definitely win with what we got. That's for sure. It's going to be about discipline. It's going to be about culture. It's going to be about our standards, our habits, how we prepare. It's going to be about all the little things because how you do anything is how you do everything. And so it's going to be no shortcuts and we got to do everything right. And so what do I feel like Auburn needs moving forward? I feel like there has to be players on this team willing to step up and lead. And not just lead, but be the group, be the team to say that enough is enough, right? Like it's been 5, 6 long years since we've had a winning season, and we're going to be the team to correct this. I know there's a lot of fans hurting. I know there's a lot of former players hurting. I know there's a community that, at this point has every reason, every right to be upset, right? Like, this is not the way things are supposed to be going. This is not the standard. And it's got to get fixed. And I really do believe that we have the team and the man to fix it. And I'm not just saying that, because I went to Auburn and I might be a little biased, maybe just a little bit. But I really do believe we have the man to fix it. And it's because he has a great system. I think the guys are really buying in. And then we've already had a great structure on the defensive side of the ball, and that's returning. And so I really think all of that coupled up and together is going to create for a successful first season under Alex Gotch. And one of the last things that I feel like is really, really, really important is for us to really just have that belief. That's one thing that's really just been missing for the last half decade is that belief. I think you can see it and sense it every single time we're in a close game or we're up ahead and something doesn't go our way. You can kind of sense that the tides have turned and that, this game's getting ready to flip on its head and not in our favor. And 9 times out of 10, if that's what you've been thinking, you've been correct. And so I think from a player perspective, and like I mentioned a little earlier in 2021, I experienced this too in real time. Like I said, we won against Ole Miss around Halloween and top 15 team in the country. Didn't win another game the rest of the year. And every single game we led. And I believe in three of the last four, we led by double digits, including the Iron Bowl. And so it's not about talent. It's about belief. And you could see, you could sense, like when things don't go your way and you start looking around at guys, you can feel it. Like it's contagious. It is contagious. Like energy is contagious. And so when you got guys hanging their head, moping around or arguing or whatever case may be, that's contagious, man. And so there's power in belief. Like I mentioned earlier, Indiana, power and belief. If you look on paper, they had no business winning the national championship. But I bet you walk in that locker room, it was nothing but belief. And they never, ever doubted one another. And so I think like belief. Like the contrast in my senior year in 2021 from the beginning of the year to the end of the year in just belief alone is night and day. So you go from beating LSU, right, for the first time on the road in 21, 22 years. And we were down in that game. And we just made plays and we believed and we were playing for one another. And there was nothing that was going to get in the way of that, right? And then like I said, you fast forward to the end of the year and guys are thinking about other stuff and what's going to happen at the end of the year and this coach this and that coach that and it's a lot going on and I'm not worried about what we got. I'm trying to get up out of here and go do what I do, right? And so that shows on the field, man. And so I think that belief goes a long way. Number one, culture. Number two, identity. Number three, belief. I think we hit on those three things, man. Like the on-field stuff is going to take care of itself. And that's part of what spring is for. That's what summer is for. That's what fall camp is for. Like we're going to get it in on the field. But I think like those three things, man, we really got to hit on for sure. to really turn this thing around. And once we do those things, I feel like the turnaround will not take too long and Auburn will soon soar again. Heading into Saturday, kind of want to quickly touch on A-Day and what I expect to see and who I'm excited to watch as far as position groups. Heading into Saturday, I know it's a lot of people that's going to be looking at the offense, right? But me being a defensive guy, I'm really excited to see, obviously, my linebacker group. I really am very, very high on this linebacker group, man, just because I feel like we got a really strong top four. Got a strong top four, and obviously Xavier Atkins being who I think is the best linebacker in America. You know, that's just what it is. And I think the challenge for that group going into the year is going to be consistency. And it's going to be, can you hear all the chatter? Can you get the preseason accolades? Can you get the preseason draft hype? You know what I'm saying? Can you have the eyes on you and still be so locked in that, you know, I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about Auburn. I'm worried about getting better. And I'm worried about, you know, just the next day and what's in front of me and taking care of business. So I think that's going to be one of their main challenges, just still willingness to get better, even though, you know, you got all this preseason hype and stuff going into the season for that group. And so obviously I'm excited to watch my linebackers, man. And so I'm really excited to watch this offense too, man. There's a lot of new pieces. Obviously new play caller. It's a lot of new guys up front. So I'm excited to see how the offensive line will mesh. If they can be able to run the football a little bit, be able to hold up in pass protection. I think that's going to be really key for us heading into the season. Especially coming off of last year, just being able to protect the quarterback. Obviously we got the quarterback, Byron Brown, coming in and, him being a physical freak, a physical, specimen, man. I'm excited to see him, no, he won't be live at A-Day, but I think just his ability to use his legs is going to really help us next year, being another safety release valve as far as in the run game. And like I said earlier, that run game is going to be important. And us having like a staple of backs, and then also you have this freak at quarterback who, you know, is really, really good with his legs. Like that just adds another dynamic component to our offense. And so especially when, you know, we want to spread teams out, right? And so I think the ability for him to be able to use his legs and then spread these teams out and us to be able to use his arm, it's going to set us up for a lot of success. Obviously, I'm excited to watch the newcomers at receiver. Got a lot of new faces. But, man, you talk about, like, the physical tools. Like, we really got some guys, some dudes, man, like with a lot of good size, a lot of speed. And so I think we got some weapons, man. Obviously, it's going to take some time to get that camaraderie, to get that on-field continuity as far as, like, just so many different new pieces on the offensive line, tight end, quarterback, pretty much everybody on that side of the ball, damn near being pretty new. So I think just going out in the spring game, just putting out a good showing would be really good for them. And I think for the defense, it's just about going out and showing you can tackle, man. Like, it's not going to be any complex, crazy calls on either side, really, in the spring game. It's really about the basics and the fundamentals. And that's also another thing that fans should really, really know about the spring, man. It's just that, for one, if your defense is getting crushed by your offense in the spring, that's typically not a good sign that you'll be a pretty good team heading into the season. Like, I'm just going to be honest. You really don't want your offense just crushing your defense day in and day out in the spring. That's not a good sign. And so typically what you see is your defense ahead of your offense in the spring, just because offense is about timing. It's about, like I said, that continuity. And so, yeah, a lot of the times you do see the defense winning against the offense in the spring. And so I would caution the Auburn fans not to be too concerned about that. Obviously, I know we've had some offensive struggles here in the last couple of years, but man, if we can just put it all together, man, with all these tools and these pieces and this play caller, man, who's had success, we're going to be in pretty good shape. And so, obviously, like, I'm looking forward to enjoying the A-Day game here comes Saturday. I'm excited to see the guys go out there and make plays and just have fun, man, playing in front of the fans, right? This is the first time the 2026 Auburn Tigers will take the field and represent. And even though the score doesn't matter, man, you want to always go out and put your best foot forward. And so I'm excited to watch the guys here come Saturday, man. Man, that's all we got for today. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to episode 2 of Landing on the Plains. Make sure you share this with another Auburn fan. Like, subscribe, because we're just getting started. War Eagle, and I'll catch y'all on the next one.